With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says something has to be done about FEMA. Mr. Trump suggesting the agency has fallen into disarray over the past 4 years.
President Trump scheduled to visit the fire scenes around Los Angeles Friday, stopping first in North Carolina to view damage and recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. On Fox News Channel's Hannity, Trump criticized the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
All it does is complicate everything.
And claimed he had FEMA working really well.
We had hurricanes in Florida, we had Alabama, tornadoes. But unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way. And FEMA is going to be a whole big discussion very shortly because I'd rather see the states take care of their own problems.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The southern border seems to be getting more secure by the hour. Now President Trump sending 1,500 troops to the border, while ICE has started arresting illegal aliens charged with violent crimes, crimes including rape and murder. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate may vote today to move Pete Hegseth one step closer to confirmation as Secretary of Defense.
If Hegseth musters the 60 votes needed to advance, a final vote on his nomination is expected late Friday or early Saturday. Democrats have decided to exercise their full power to delay votes through ongoing debate on most Trump nominations. That means for most, the process will drag on for days, not hours. Despite the slow walk, Republican leader John Thune vows to work long days and weekends if that's what it takes to quickly confirm not only Hegseth but other key cabinet nominations as well. Bob Agner reporting.
No word on a motive for a shooting at Antioch High School, Nashville, Tennessee. A 17-year-old student shot and killed a 16-year-old girl in the cafeteria before taking his own life. Wall Street Dow features up 30 points. This is SRN News. India has been creeping up the World Watch list.
Every year, Open Doors U.S. puts out a ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian, and every year, India comes in higher and higher. In 2025, the giant nation just missed the top 10 worst, placing 11th on the list. This is significant because India is a key ally of the United States, which sees India as a critical counterbalance to China. But that makes it harder for Washington to take New Delhi to task for persecuting Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans in state houses across the country are mounting an effort to roll back the LGBT agenda, emboldened by the results of the election. Dozens of bills pending in GOP-led legislatures aimed at transgender issues in particular. Some are designed to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms in schools and other public buildings. Other bills would ban males from competing against females in sports and would outlaw sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. Elon Musk has some doubts about President Trump's announcement of a major AI infrastructure investment.
The president this week touted plans by three tech CEOs who say they'll invest up to $500 billion to build AI data centers. But Trump advisor Elon Musk isn't so sure. He wrote on X, "They don't actually have the money." It appears the criticism has more to do with one of the billionaire investors and not with the president. Musk and OpenAI's Sam Altman have engaged in a dispute for several years over who should run OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump will speak to an international audience for the first time after returning to the White House. It's a speech and Q&A by video conference to the World Economic Forum's annual event in Davos, Switzerland. Business and tech innovators will also be addressing the conference along with the leader of the European Union. More details, SRNNews.com.